In the United States, both presidential candidates, Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama, will be trying to appeal to Hispanic voters this week. The candidates will both be addressing the League of United Latin American Citizens National Convention on Tuesday in Washington, D.C., and the National Council of La Raza next weekend in San Diego, California. Last month, they both addressed the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. The three appearances by both candidates in less than 1 month at Hispanic-sponsored events underscores the influence that the Hispanic voting bloc may have during this November's presidential elections. Hispanics were long considered part of the Democratic Party base, but in more recent years have become swing voters. We spoke to the director for InsideCatholic.com, Deal Hudson. He said McCain's pro-immigration voting record will help him with Hispanic voters.
John McCain, as you know, took a lot of heat over the last 4 years on the issue of illegal immigration in the United States. He was really the only Republican senator who was willing to stand side by side with Senator Ted Kennedy on immigration reform, a reform that did not require illegal immigrants to return to their country of origin before being allowed in. I mean, this was called amnesty by many, many conservatives and many Republicans in the United States. And because of that position, he was considered a no-go for the presidential nomination. Now that he has the nomination, the only difference in his message is that he wants the borders between Mexico and the United States secured at the same time that immigration reform takes place, that border control is essential.